remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarrels, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of our God Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, that by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people, but avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division after warning him once and then twice and having nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, and he is condemned. I think it's pretty clear that we need to be loving and livers of the truth. I talk a lot about, and if you go to a good church, they talk a lot about God not only saved us out of something, but he saved us into something. So we're not just free from our sin, but we are free of sin. Not that we don't sin, but Christ has paid that price. God the Father sees that sin no more if we are in Christ. He didn't just save us, rescue us out of our hellbound way. He saved us into his family. We haven't earned anything. We know this. We have been given Jesus for free. We talk about a free gift a lot, and I'll still make that reference often because it is. It's a free gift to us. By no means should that demean or diminish the price that was paid. Jesus paid a hefty price for our sin. Okay, so it's free, a gift. Okay, we accept it freely and clearly. But Jesus paid major price. So when we say that free gift of salvation, we need to make sure we're always thinking of the price that was paid. It wasn't just free universally. It was just free for us. We have done nothing and can do nothing for it. So what's our response to that? Obedience to God the Father, obedience to Christ, obedience to the Holy Spirit. Be submissive to rulers and authorities. Be ready for every good work. Speak evil of no one. Avoid quarrels. Be gentle. Show courtesy to everybody, because remember how foolish and ignorant you once were. I'm reminded on a daily basis what an idiot I am and how I deserve nothing but wrath. And every day I try to live humbly underneath that, thanking God for that. As soon as I get too riled up about someone else's sin, I got to just stop and think, you know what? I'm no better. I'm just forgiven. So let's live obediently today. Submit to your work. Submit to your parents, submit to your school, whatever area of life you are in. And now submit in a way, too, that shows Christ, though. We're not submitting as to build ourselves up or to make ourselves look good to the world. We are submitting as to show a glimpse of God's glory, because we are to glorify God in everything. Love you guys.